You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and it's time to once again hear from our blind and partially sighted community and hear about the different sight loss journeys that everyone has. Today we are speaking to Bilal about his sight loss journey. Bilal, thank you for joining us.
No worries, thank you for having me on it.
To start with, can you tell me a little bit about your sight condition and kind of how you got diagnosed with it?
Yeah, so my name is Bilal Ali. I'm 23 years old. I live in Sheffield. My family, I've got a sight condition, rare genetic disease called Bardet-Biedl syndrome, BBS, which I've been diagnosed since birth. Affects the eyesight, affects my weight and other things. My eyes like deteriorated since birth till now. I was like went from visually impaired to registered blind, and yeah, now I've got like 10-15% vision left, and I'm registered blind.
How did you find growing up with sight loss? You know, have you had no vision at all for in your entire life, or did you adapt from kind of with changes in your vision? How was growing up with sight loss for you?
Yeah, so it was like changes in vision. So I went from having more sight than to keep losing it throughout, like throughout teenage years or like younger years. I wasn't like accepting it as much, but then like as I grew older, like I came to accept it and to embrace it.
What was the most helpful thing for you to kind of A, adapt to life with sight loss, but also to accept it and learn to, you know, live as much as you can with it?
The support that I had from a school, like I went to school in Sheffield, Tapton School, that's got a unit for visually impaired students. The support there helped me a lot to adapt to it and to embrace it. Also, like throughout the past few years, is the thing that's helped me the most, like my religion and faith and being on steadfast, so like praying and reading the Quran also helped me to embrace it, and obviously being amongst the good people like I am now in the community, and with the I use a care system called Holistic Social Care. That helped me a lot to grow and to succeed and to adapt and embrace sight loss, and also a lot of organisations that I'm with, like in sight loss community, and also BBS UK for my condition, the organisation that support people my condition. So yeah, I'm in the midst of like just growing up. What helped adapt and be able to deal with the sight loss is like being amongst the community and different organisations and the right people, and being able to grow.
Now, you've recently finished a degree as well at university. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. So I studied accounting and finance at Sheffield Hallam University. It's not the easiest subject with sight loss, but it's what I wanted to do as it came to studying business at college. And then I've always liked maths and numbers, and I went into accounting and finance at university. I was like, throughout my time, it's always been difficult with like challenges and accessibility, but like what's overlooked the challenges, like the hard work and being able to succeed. I've had like many successes at university, like Inspirational Student Award, an article to Financial Times, and I'm in a published book called Rising Above. I was on BBC Radio, and also I got out of it whilst being in the midst of many organisations. I got out of a work placement in the field, so it was very, very, very beneficial. And it doesn't matter about like all the challenges or how hard it was with taking a subject and a degree. It's not something that someone with sight loss would not normally do, but it's just that's what I wanted to do. And all the like successes and achievements have always outweighed any challenge.
How accessible did you find your university experience? You know, what did you find help you to, you know, access things like your study material and do your work? What have you found worked best for you in that regard?
The thing that works best is that I use the Google Suite. So I use Google Docs, Google Drive, and Google Sheets and Excel on my iPad and laptop with assistive tech. Sometimes with accessible formats, it's a bit challenged there of getting materials delivered or on time or getting them changed so into accessible. Sometimes I was having to do it myself, or which is a struggle, or getting someone to help me. But I think the best thing, another great thing that helped me like with the accessibility, is like having the relationship with the few of the, like the staff on the course, which helped that understand, like was able to understand my needs as one of the first, if not the first, blind student on the accounting course. So I had to like build a relationship with the staff about how to them to help me with my needs, and how they can learn as well. So yeah, it's really an interesting journey.
You are into sports, Bilal. Can you tell me a little bit about kind of what sort of sports you're into and how you got into that?
Yeah, I'm an avid sportsman. My first sport that I ever got into was blind football. It's funny because now I don't really play. I was just like, when I was in school, I've always liked football. Obviously, I support Manchester United. And I played blind football for some time. And then I got into playing blind tennis, which I really enjoy. I still play that now when I can. I've done tournaments in the doubles league and singles with the blind visually impaired tennis in South Yorkshire, which is a really good club that's really helps to me to improve and to really enjoy it. Obviously, I go to the gym and swimming, and then I came to in the past year I came to I don't know how I came to running and walking with a guide. Just something that was recommended, and I thought, why not? Let's just go for it. And I started doing 1K, 2K, and then I did 5Ks, and then I did a Vitality London 10K last year. I was raising funds for BBS UK, the organisation that support people with my condition, and I'm also doing the 10K again on the 30th of August this year in Nottingham, raising funds again.
What have been your greatest sporting achievements?
Is that Vitality London 10K completed last year in visually impaired blind tennis. I recently had a tournament in the doubles league in Hull. I won that.
Are there any particular sports that you would like to try that you haven't tried before?
I was looking into getting into cricket, but I've just not had the... I was busy with uni at the time, and but now that I've got more time, I'm going to try and get into blind and visually impaired cricket. I did try a few of the blind sports like goalball, but I've tried that enough times to now to know that I'm not a fan of it. I've got friends that play blind baseball for the GB team. I've tried it once or twice, but I didn't enjoy it at the time, but hopefully I'll try it again. And then there's a very much big range of blind sports out there. I've always wanted to do boxing, but I've just not, obviously it's not really something for VI people, or like I've not been able to find a trainer or a gym yet, so I'm still waiting. But yeah, just keep doing the stuff that I do. And
what would be your message for people who, you know, have maybe just lost their sight and who are at the beginning of the journey and are looking for, you know, advice? What advice would you share based on your experiences?
I say to never give up. Like, nothing's impossible, and when you're around the right people and you're around in the best like community and circles that can lift you up and that can support you, and you don't know when the opportunity is going to come. There's like some one door opens, one door closes, so like there's so many opportunities out there, so many sports, so many organizations to help you and support you, and like the vision's not in the eyes, it's in the heart. So like when you believe, anything is possible.
Fantastic, Bilal. Well, you've achieved an awful lot, it seems, and some great achievements there that you've mentioned. So wish you the best luck on kind of your journey, including your, you know, following your studies and your sports. Thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.